Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Hour number two as we roll into the 4 o'clock hour. Because of the pandemic last year, there were some things that just didn't happen around here like normal. And one of them is our regular visit with the great people from Wreaths Across America. And I want to make sure we don't let that slip by us again. This time on the Newsmaker line, Karen Wooster, she's the Wreaths Across America Executive Director. Karen, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Pat Miller Program.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
You bet. Now, Karen, Wreaths Across America is an unusual organization. It basically was founded out of the whole idea of remembering and honoring those that have given the full measure of their life. You guys have laid wreaths at Arlington National Cemetery. You've had flag wavings all across the country. But one thing that you do, and you're doing it this year, and people say, well, now, wait a minute, you're going to do this on Tuesday, September the 7th to remember 9/11. Why don't you do it on 9/11? And the real reason is that 9/11 in 2001 was a Tuesday. And so you select a Tuesday to come in and to remember those that gave the last ounce of their life for the benefit of people other than themselves. How did you get involved, you yourself personally, with Wreaths Across America?
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to unpack a lot of things at once, and I'll be brief. But Wreaths Across America is a 501c3 that actually didn't start out to be that. It was back in 92 when the founding family, my family, we've always been in the wreaths business, and we had wreaths left over. We got permission. My husband, very patriotic, he got permission to take some wreaths to Arlington just to say, as a family, to say thank you. We took 5,000 wreaths to Arlington. Took all day with, I think there was 12 people that helped. And as we laid the wreaths on those graves, it was such a personal, impactful thing to literally make that connection with the people who gave us that freedom that we vowed to always do it. And we did it as a family, took 5,000 wreaths from 92 up until 2005. In 2005, a Pentagon photographer took a picture of those wreaths and in the snow at Arlington, and it went viral. This is a real long story short here. And people just wanted to support what we were doing and take part. So by 2007, the outcry to participate was huge. We formed the 501c3. And the year before COVID, we placed over 2 million wreaths at over 2,500 locations.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
We had an incredible year last year. We added, in spite of COVID, we added 3,300 locations and continued our mission. So our mission is to remember the fallen, honor those that serve, and most importantly, to teach the next generation and remind everybody the value and cost of freedom. And we do that with other programs in the Reclaim. And one of those things is what we do every Tuesday. And you're right, we picked Tuesday. The original date, the 9/11, was on a Tuesday. But what happened on that morning, three incredible women, elderly women, who live in Freeport, Maine, as they were listening to the events unfold, like all of us that day, they just wanted to do something. They just felt the need to do something. So they took an old flag from the basement, and they went to a very busy hill in Freeport, Maine. And at first, they just stood there with the flag. And then the people going by in their cars that were listening on their radios, and everybody was just, you know, gut punched. But they saw them standing with that flag, and they started blowing the horn. And pretty soon, the people were going by and blowing the horn in total helplessness. Became something. It became us gathering and rallying around the flag. And already, while we were still getting punched, we were starting to pick ourselves up.
Wow.
Those ladies, because of the impact that it had, because of the rallying together, which this country needs now more than ever, they did that every Tuesday for 18 years, rain, shine, or snow. And so when they had to retire because of age 2 years ago, Wreaths Across America, because we have such a national reach, we saw it as an incredible teaching opportunity. So ever since they got done 2 years ago, every Tuesday, we wave that flag. We salute the flag, and we do it with people from all over the country, and even those that are serving overseas. From every Tuesday, we pledge allegiance together. And so as the anniversary comes, we just thought it would be important to keep our tradition of being there on Tuesday, and we will be doing it. We'll be reaching out. We'll have a one-hour live presentation on our Facebook page, and every time we do that, we have thousands of people that come on and say the pledge, and we're inviting them to tell us, you know, where they are and who they might be honoring, and just rallying together again. And I think in lieu of everything that's happened in recent days, it's important for us to look to that symbol and just for a few minutes come together. Remember that feeling mm-hmm. we had on 9/12 because
yeah.
we need it again.
Yeah, when some are finding reasons to not honor the flag or the people that died protecting it, I think it becomes even more important. And Karen, in the things that have happened just this past week, I think we're drawn back to the flag a little bit. Karen is, if you can't tell from her accent, is from Maine. So,
I don't hear it at all.
Back when I was in evangelism, back in 1982, 1983, I was actually at a church up in Bangor, Maine, and I told somebody that I had to change my theology because you guys don't say your R's up there. And it's the only place where people come to Christ up there because you ask Jesus to come into your hat. So
right.
now you do this every Tuesday. And so this is kind of an important Tuesday coming up here on Tuesday, September the 7th, because this is the one that's going to be more closely affiliated with 9/11 this year. And the goal now is to do what? It's to get everybody that can to go out and wave flags and
yep.
and to go to the Facebook page and see what's happening on the Reads Across America radio.
They can tag us and use the hashtag We Pledge Allegiance, so they can tag us. Just come on, tell us where they're waving from. Gather in a group if you can. If you can, step out to the side of the road and show people that we're all there. And, you know, I think we had planned this before the events of this week unfolded, but like you said, that flag right now, if you could watch that dignified transfer
yep.
a couple of days ago and not feel all the emotion around that flag, those young men and women. And, you know, we use this to teach. And the way that we teach, we're a non-political organization. There's something we can all agree on, and that's the courage and character of the men and women that serve. And so many of the men and women in the last 20 years, remember after 9/11, these young men and women that went out and signed up, and so many of the Gold Star families that we work with every day as we share the story, because that is who we are. We are not the things that divide us. What we are as a country are the things that we have in common, and that's found in the hearts and souls of those young men and women that serve. And we so need to teach our children what is so good about this country, that if there is another 9/11, that they will love this country and each other, left and right, love each other left and right enough to march together to defend it. And that's why we take every opportunity that we can to wave the flag and to tell stories of the men and women that served and their amazing families who live life without them, but still tell their stories to keep their memories alive.
Now, listen, folks, this is this coming Tuesday, from 9 to 10 Eastern, so Maine is on the same time we're on, and
right.
we will all from 9 to 10 be
yeah,
out waving our flags.
On at 8:45.
8:45, okay.
Live at 8:45 on the Reads Across America official Facebook page, and
okay.
we also can be heard. It will be live on iHeartRadio as well.
Okay, there we go.
But we're just asking people to jump on and you know, wave the flag and, you know, take a special moment. We'll be having a moment of silence for each time coinciding with when each one of the planes crashed.
Mm-hmm.
But we also are going to be sharing stories. And I urge everybody to go to readsacrossamerica.org and find out, you know, another, like I said, making this personal. And we place Reads this year on track to be at 3,000 locations all over the country.
Wow.
We have 2 million volunteers and a third of them are kids. And what we do is talk about who we are as Americans, who these people are that have fought and always fought for what we thought was right and always come together when we needed to. And it is really time for us to do that. We need to pull together, and a good way to do that is to find something we have in common and that's the love of these men and women. And I urge you to get involved with Reads Across America, because we spend every day of every year doing that, trying to teach people.
Okay, so that's this coming Tuesday. And when we get done here in a little bit, John, my producer that you met on the phone, is going to upload our interview together on my website, and then I will put the times of things that happen beginning at 8:45 on Tuesday, and I will put the website, wreathsacrossamerica.org. But I don't want to let you go yet before we talk about something, Karen, because this is really important this coming Tuesday. But the National Wreaths Across America Day will be Saturday, December the 18th.
Absolutely.
And that's where a lot of things happen. Wreaths Across America, you guys are known for placing wreaths on the headstones of our veterans at Arlington National. And people can sponsor a wreath for $15. And they are beautiful wreaths.
And they'll be placed by volunteers. We also have programs we work with other fundraising organizations that have like-minded missions. And especially during COVID year, we helped other organizations raise money by working with our fundraising programs with us. Any time that you're talking about helping the community and bringing the community together, and anybody can participate. We're in every state. If you're a local cemetery, it doesn't have to be a national or a veteran cemetery, wherever veterans are buried. And if you go to wreathsacrossamerica.org, you'll find out how to sponsor a wreath. You can sign up a new location or find information about one of our existing locations. But I will tell you, it will become a family tradition. It will be the most important thing you can give your kids as a gift.
Yeah, and what a great way for them to learn. I mean, they can learn by reading it in a book, but to learn this way makes it real learning, and it gets ingrained in them. WreathsAcrossAmerica.org. Don't forget their hashtag WePledgeAllegiance. It's this coming Tuesday. Starts at 8:45 and runs until about 10:05. It honors everything that happened on 9/11. And again, as Karen and I said just a moment ago, with everything that's happened in the last couple of days, we probably need to get back to doing it more now than ever, as we now have had, at least just in the last week, 13 more who gave their lives for the cause of freedom. She's the executive director of Wreaths Across America, Karen Wooster. And Karen, thank you so very much for being with us today. And I'll get online here in a little bit, and I'll do my contribution for some wreaths for this December. But thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it very, very much.
Thanks so much for having me. Remember, everybody, America's strong.
Podcasts by Federated Media.